Hello everyone, my name is Li Jianchen. I'm a delegate at CIMAC ISG and the rapporteur of MAC10-2. Today, I'm very pleased to be able to present this episode of the MacTech series, focusing on application lifecycle, rules and requirements management. In this episode, we will learn as a client why a Mac application descriptor and package needs to be provided, how to use the Mac application package management interface, how to use the Mac application instance lifecycle management interface. The introduce follows this flow. This figure depicts the generic Mac system reference architecture. It shows the functional elements that comprise the Mac system and the reference points between them. Mac ISG provides a multi-part deliverable covering Mac management in the blue box. MAC10-1 defines the management of the Mac system, Mac host, and the Mac platforms. MAC10-2 defines the management of the application lifecycle, rules and requirements, provides information flows, interfaces over the reference points. I will introduce for you on how to use these management interfaces specified in MAC10-2 to deploy a Mac application instance. There are three terms need to be understood before going details. First, Mac application is an application that can be instantiated on the Mac host within the Mac system and can potentially provide or consume Mac services. Second, application package is a bundle of files provided by an application provider to be onboarded into a Mac system and used by the Mac system for application instantiation. An application package includes package metadata and artifacts or URIs to artifacts. Last one, application descriptor, which describes requirements of an application and the application rules. For example, application descriptor provides information about what CPU and memory resources are required for running the application, what services the application could provide, and what DNS rules can be used for serving the application, etc. In short, Mac application descriptor and package are the language used in Mac management system and are the bridge between Mac management system and the client. So, as a start point of using Mac management system, the client needs to set values of the parameters in the template to create a specific application package. When an application package got ready, the client can onboard it into a Mac system. During this procedure, the MEO checks application package. For example, the MEO checks for the existence of mandatory elements within the application package and checks the format of application image and format of the application rules and requirements. The client can enable an onboarded application package. That means marking an application package as enabled in the Mac system. After uploading an application package into the Mac system and enabling it, the client can deploy application instance in the Mac system based on the application package. During this procedure, the MEO determines whether the resources required to instantiate the new application instance are sufficient at a selected Mac host. If not sufficient and the preemption needed, MEO leads the coordinator of lifecycle management operation interaction with OSS to make necessary resources available. When resources are sufficient, after allocating computer, storage, and network resources, the MAC system loads the application image and runs the application instance. If provided, the MAC system configures the traffic and DNS rules for the application instance accordingly. There are other MAC management interfaces specified in MAC 10-2. A list of application package management interfaces showed in the left group. The client can use Fetch Application Package interface to fetch onboarded application package. Can use Query Application Package Information interface to query information in the application package. The client can also subscribe the event notifications related to application package. Can use interfaces to disable and deleted application package. A list of application instance lifecycle management interface showed in the right group. The client can query information about application instance, can change application instance status. For example, to stop an application instance. The client can query status of a long-time application lifecycle management. For example, instantiating an application instance may take a few minutes. During this procedure, the client can get the status of this operation, its in processing or completed status. The client can terminate an application instance and delete it. And also, all the event notifications related to application instance can be subscribed by the client. In general, all the application packages and application instances in the MAC system can be controlled by the authorized client through the specified interfaces. In this episode, we've learned the definition of MAC application descriptor and package, how to onboard MAC application package and instantiate application instance, and other specified application package and instance lifecycle management interfaces. Interested to learn more? Please look at the available APIs at the EdCForge website. Episode number 3 for interaction between MEP and application instance is suggested. And of course, follow the next episodes of the MacTech series. Finally, thank you for your attention and interest in this presentation. Enjoy the MacTech series!